Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we've got texts read out by a celebrity again. Flirt Divert text at 4:40 this afternoon.
You said it was going to be an A-list yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We had Fiona Bruce reading out the Flirt Divert texts this time last week. She's lovely and all, but it wasn't a big success because, obviously, the Flirt Divert phone gets a lot of interesting texts and Fiona wouldn't read them out.
She wouldn't, yeah. She wouldn't
read out the filth.
Because she's a woman with a certain reputation.
Mm.
Of being quite
today,
proper,
we've got
posh and proper.
We've got someone that will read out. We've got someone that will read out absolutely anything today.
Really?
At 4:40, bit of class on the show for you, Jodie Marsh.
Oh my God!
We'll be reading out the Flirt Divert text. Yeah, but at least you'll get kind of an accurate representation of what the texts are like on the Flirt Divert number.
She'll say anything, will she?
Oh yeah. She's got a new show on as well, which is on MTV. You know, like Totally Scott Lee, which became one of our favourite shows last year? This is called Totally Jodie Marsh. Who'll Take Her Up the Aisle? Where
I can see the level we're at already.
She's running a competition on the TV to find herself a husband, because she can't find anyone, can she, Laura?
No.
And the wedding is in September.
How desperate do you have to be to go around the country looking for another half?
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got so last year. One night with Laura. Right, so here's Jodie from the show telling you what kind of wedding she wants.
Jodie's main worry is that it doesn't look cheap. Because, you know, she's very glitzy glammy and she doesn't want it to look tacky.
Yeah.
That's it, you see? Right, so... I mean, and she isn't tacky, is she?
No.
As the advert for the show I've got in front of me is her in a white tutu skirt, a white studded bra, a tiara, and showing off her her porn star tattoo that goes down, or porn's tattoo that's by her belly.
Here's
and white leggings.
More from Jodie's PA.
In London, we can try and get Stringfellows and do it in Stringfellows, because she, you know, she used to work there.
So it's sounding classier by the minute.
Would you like some of Jodie's ideas for the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she kind of envisages.
Bras and knickers, suspenders, handcuffs and bits and pieces, you know. Anything that's a bit burlesque, a bit gothic-y, a bit bondage-y, fetish-y, sexy, cheeky.
Yeah, great.
She's going to be stood by the altar, what, in handcuffs, knickers, suspenders and a bra?
Yeah, but remember what they said.
Jodie's main worry is that it doesn't look cheap. Because, you know, she's very glitzy glammy and she doesn't want it to look tacky.
Here's some more ideas from Jodie.
We get married in a dungeon and everybody's in fetish wear and I walk down the aisle with a slave on a chain in front of me and... And all the bridesmaids are in basques and stockings and suspenders and top hats. And
Great,
OK, yeah. We can work with that, Jodie.
Jodie's main worry is that it doesn't look cheap. Because, you know, she's very glitzy glammy and she doesn't want it to look tacky.
We get married in a dungeon and everybody's in fetish wear and I walk down the aisle with a slave on a chain in front of me.
So that's Totally Jodie Marsh. Who'll take her up the aisle? She hasn't found a husband yet. And the new show is on MTV on Sunday night at 10 p.m.
Will she marry the fourth placed one as well?
What, like in One Night with Laura?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not married to him yet.
Having talked to her earlier, it's not going that well.
Isn't it?
Not really, no.
Right.
There's no man as yet, but the wedding date is definitely set for September.
Isn't that the wrong way round?
Yes.
They normally have to find the man and then set the wedding date.
They've got a deadline and they haven't found one. Right, Jodie Marsh. Oh, yeah. She also told me, guess what? The actual Mr. Kipling is making her wedding cake. It's going to be a giant French fancy.
Now, that is quite classic.
That is good. Imagine a hat.
Although I only ever used to take the top bit off, that had the cream in, and leave all the sponge for someone else.
Jodie Marsh reads out the Flirt Divert text. That's going to be good.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, so we collectively got loads of old phone numbers, haven't we, from people? Mm-hmm. And celebrities, they do change their number all the time because they have people like us ringing them up and hassling them.
Pestering them.
What about the person who eventually got recycled the first Flirt Divert number? They must get some really good calls and texts. It would never stop, would it? Right, so we've kind of pulled all our phones together and we've got a list of people's numbers who we used to have a few years ago from our old phone books.
Okay, Craig David, Lawrence...
That one starts in 079, so that's quite old, isn't it?
All right, Lawrence...
No, 09, sorry.
Yeah, 09. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, Zoe Ball, Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Is another one.
Yeah.
Who've you got?
Well, I'll tell you what. Should we phone Cowell first?
All right, then.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see who's got his phone now. This is going back a long time before... I mean, I think it was like the first time when Simon Cowell was on TV.
Even before that, I think, when he was just working for a record company.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we wouldn't have got it once he was on TV.
Okay. All right, so this... Let's see who's got Simon Cowell's number these days. Oh, rubbish. Okay. Unobtainable.
That's right. Does that mean his...
That one's not been recycled yet.
Does that mean his number's still up for grabs?
Yeah.
So, how many... can I give out the last three digits, then? Hmm. All right, is that the last three digits with 007?
See, he's always been flash. Always been flash, Simon.
Do you reckon he asked for that?
Yeah, of course he did.
All right, well, so a number ending in 007 is still up for grabs.
Right, I've got... What about Charlotte Church? Did you do that?
Yeah.
See who's got her phone now. I guess some of them might still have the same number, but it's unlikely, isn't it?
I don't know. Let's find out. I don't know how it works.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Hiya. You don't know me. My name's Scott Mills. I'm calling from Radio 1. Hello?
Right.
I don't know if you know this. I'm just wondering if you know this. But your phone number used to belong to Charlotte Church.
I know.
Oh, you know that?
Yes.
All right. Do you have strange calls sometimes?
Yes.
What do they say?
Are you Charlotte Church?
Is it from Gavin?
No. I don't think so, from Gavin.
Right. How many calls do you get, like, let's say, on a week?
I got lots of texts on her birthday when she announced she was pregnant.
Did you?
How do you know this? How come you're phoning me?
Well, basically, I'm a presenter on Radio 1.
I know, I listen.
And, okay. And basically, a long time ago, I had Charlotte's phone number.
Okay.
I'm kind of thinking that might be why she changed it.
Yeah.
When you got all the congratulations, you're pregnant text, did you know that you had Charlotte Church's phone at that stage?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I found out on her birthday when I was suddenly getting lots of happy birthday messages.
It's died down a bit now.
Yes, it has.
Well, listen, it's really nice to talk to you. Thank you. Amazing. Having Charlotte Church's old phone number.
Wow.
That's good. Did it get recycled?
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to do off the list, Peter Stringfellow?
Amazing. Right, okay. Give us the number.
We have a wide range of people on this list, don't we?
Right, let's see who's got Peter Stringfellow's old number. This is Radio 1, it's 5:24. He's abroad, whoever it is.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Okay, bye. Right.
What, you big girl?
Oh, I don't want to speak to him.
Right. That was definitely him.
That was definitely him.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, I did promise you the most amazing bit of innuendo bingo ever, and I'm now going to give you the most amazing bit of innuendo bingo. Remember, any time you hear anything on Radio 1, sometimes anywhere else,
That's
a bit fnarf. Just text me on 81199 and let me know. Thank you to everyone that texted me about Edith earlier. Yeah, we played that one already. Yeah. This is from ages ago, and it's from our friend Mickey. Hi, Mickey. He says, if this was a real game of bingo, I'd be waving my hands in the air and jumping around like a big lord.
Oh, right.
Because this actually wins hands down. Now, this is when the BBC did a massive kind of outside broadcast as part of the eclipse coverage in Cornwall back in 1999.
Right.
And this is the old newsreader Michael Burke with the best bit of innuendo bingo you've ever heard. Check this out.
I don't know if we've got time to go to Radio 1 to see how they're going, or if we're going straight back to Michael. You'll soon see.
I hope you noticed they were rubbing each other down there. Poor old Francisco came in his shorts and everything this morning, being terribly optimistic. And he's definitely put some more clothes on.
Oh, I told you it was good.
I hope you noticed they were rubbing each other down there. Poor old Francisco came in his shorts.
Oh, that's a good one. Beat that. The Scott Mills Daily. So last week we had Fiona Bruce reading out some of the texts from the Flirt Divert phone. It wasn't an amazing success. As well as messages, obviously we get thousands and thousands of texts on the Flirt Divert phone. So we thought we would get different celebrities to read these out. And today, it's Jodie Marsh. She'll read anything.
Is your plan to alternate the people who read these out, go sort of posh then filthy, posh then filthy?
That'll be a good idea, I think.
What?
Yeah.
I can't say that. Well, I just wondered.
Right, imagine...
Oh, no, and now I've just realised. No, that's not the way you're doing it, because before Fiona Bruce, it was Joe Wiley.
Yep, so we're not, you're wrong.
Yeah, very wrong.
Right, imagine Fiona Bruce saying this one.
If we end up getting together, you can have as much as you want.
She wouldn't say that, Fiona, would she?
No, she wouldn't.
Jodie would.
Yeah. It sounds more right.
If we end up getting together, you can have as much as you want.
Yeah, sounds right coming from her.
Okay, and here's another one. Another Flirt Divert text read out by Jodie.
Hey, babe, you okay? I had a dream about you last night. Laugh out loud. Were well good, so you can guess what it was about. Laugh out loud.
What would that be about?
Don't know.
Laugh out loud. Maybe they were making like a massive cup of tea to swim in.
Maybe that's...
That would be a well good dream.
It would be a well, yeah.
Well good dream.
Dream.
Or maybe, what about a dream involving cakes?
Yes.
Oh... Like caramel shortbread, that'd be well good.
Giant fondant fancy.
Like Jodie's
like
wedding
Jodie's
cake.
Wedding cake.
A wise man once said, love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime. Do you believe that?
Wow, someone's been given the Flirt Divert number there. That's very profound.
Mm.
Imagine getting a text like that. Normal service resumed on this one, though.
It's Kelly from the chip shop. Fancy another battered sausage? Text back.
Do you like a battered sausage?
I love a battered sausage, yeah.
It made Laura quite hungry when Jodie was reading these out.
Yeah? Do you really fancy a battered sausage?
I love battered sausages.
Why would you give the Flirt Divert number to someone from a chip shop, though? You get free chips for life. And as many battered sausages as you want. Stupid person.
Do you always go for battered sausage over battered fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, every time. Right. Every time. There's no competition. Right.
You're very adamant about that, aren't you? I never thought I'd see you so... sort of passionate about something.
Duh.
Sorry.
No one goes for battered fish over battered sausage.
I apologise then for being an amateur in the battered sausage situation. Depends on my mood.
No, always a sausage.
Like last week, I had battered fish, but tonight I'm now tempted to go for a battered sausage.
Are you? No. No, it doesn't work like that.
I can take either.
No.
Really?
Yeah. No. Mate. Yeah. Always the sausage for me.
Yeah, always. All right.
Now, this is the kind of text that I end up sending twice a week, at least.
Seriously, I need my trousers. This isn't funny.
Yeah. And I think this is my favourite one from the current batch, read out by Jodie Marsh.
Hi, I've just woken up and rung the number on my forehead. Your mailbox is full.
That must have been really hard to read the Flirt Divert number off your forehead.
Yes.
Unless they wrote it backwards.
That would be a very dedicated person. I get it. You don't have to explain it to me.
I was just doing the illustration there. So.
I realised, because they'd have to see it in a mirror.
Right. I just.
Oh, you stupid woman.
Like how they write echelop on police cars. Took me ages to work out why.
Give me strength.
Oh, my good God.
It's because it says please backwards.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I didn't know why.
Batter sausage, she's fine in that conversation. Bring science into it, she's stuffed. Blimey.
There we are, your text read out by Jodie Marsh on the Flirt Divert number. Thank you. Radio 1. 6:10, we've got Beyonce coming up and My Chemical Romance. Right, earlier on we were talking about this poor woman in America who got Paris Hilton's old phone number.
Yeah.
You know when you change numbers, sometimes you get a recycled number that someone else has already had. And this woman was getting calls at like 2 o'clock in the morning on a new phone from people going, dude, where's the party? Because she had Paris's old number. They do recycle the numbers. So then what we did was... all of us in the studio got together our old phone books
from
and
back in the day.
Yeah, came up with some numbers and we got through to Charlotte Church's old number.
Yeah.
With a lady who now it's her number, but every time, every now and again, she gets texts from people going, congratulations on your pregnancy, Charlotte, or it's horrible to hear about you and Gavin, and that kind of thing. So, I think we've got some more people that have been in a similar situation. Wendy?
Hi.
Where are you?
At my I'm on the A40 in Oxfordshire.
Okay, and whose number have you got?
I've got Paul Potts's number.
Off Britain's Got Talent?
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
I didn't quite understand that for a second. I was thinking, blimey, that's a strange number to have got hold of.
How did you work out that it was his number then?
Well, I just started getting all these congratulation messages after he won it. I didn't even know who he was because I didn't even watch it at all. And one person in particular left a message on my voicemail congratulating him, but it was this really long-winded message basically saying that he found this number from some music scripts ages ago. And I put two and two together because my I only got this number about 4 years ago, so...
Wow.
So you've got the old number of Paul Potts, winner of Britain's Got Talent.
I know, aren't I lucky?
You must be bombarded with texts for him.
Well, I am. I mean, I've had people asking me if I'm his girlfriend and all sorts, so...
See ya.
Yeah.
Hello, Radio 1.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you.
Who are you?
I'm Mark.
Okay, what's going on, Mark?
Well, I'm on the train at the moment, but I keep getting calls for Simon Cowell.
Have you got Simon Cowell's old number?
I have indeed.
Because we rang one of them earlier, but I guess he changes his number quite often, doesn't he?
Well, I would imagine so, but I mean, I've been asked to give a comment in the Eurovision Song Contest. and probably the best one was a couple of weeks ago. I got asked to go and introduce Nelly Furtado for the Diana concert live on stage at Wembley.
Well, you got a text asking you to introduce Nelly Furtado on stage.
I did indeed, and I accepted. But then obviously I had to tell him that I wasn't actually.
Oh, you
out.
Should have gone through with it.
Yeah, do you know what? I would have loved to have put on some makeup and stuff, but I didn't think it was going to happen.
Hitch your trousers up, and there you go.
Absolutely.
So,
but not to be, unfortunately.
How did you first work out that this was Simon Cowell's old phone?
Do you know what? It was after the Eurovision. I got this phone call saying, we want you to make a comment. And I said, I thought it was one of my mates winding me up. So I said, listen, you've got to send me a text and I'll see what I can do. And literally, I kept getting calls. I just got so many calls. And also, I kept getting texts from people saying, I've sent you my demo tape and you've never got back to me.
So this must be quite a recent. How long have you had the phone?
About 3 months.
Oh, wow.
The next time he gets invited to something, he should let us know.
Right.
Oh, I'm all over it. I'm definitely going to go.
Right. So, this happens quite a lot. I mean, how many texts would you say you get in a week?
I used to get about 4 or 5 calls a day.
Wow.
But now it's cutting down. It's only probably about 2-3 a week.
Okay, well, that's still enough, right? Next time you get invited to do something because they think you're Simon Cowell because you've got his old phone number, right? Would you please let us know and then we will see it all the way through to the end?
I categorically promise you I'll do that.
Fantastic. Wicked. All right, let me know, all right?
I will do. Thanks, Scott.
Love you.
Love you. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.